Polak, Democrats led an insurrection against democracy for 4 years. By Joel B. Polak on January 6, 2022. Democrats and their media supporters are marking the anniversary of the January 6 Capitol riot with wildly exaggerated claims that former President Donald Trump led an insurrection. Vice President Kamala Harris even compared the riot to the bombing of Pearl Harbor in 1941 and the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. The purpose: to promote the voting rights legislation Democrats hope to use to rig future elections in their favor. Yet they themselves are the true insurrectionists. Recall that Harris, President Joe Biden, and their party backed riots during the summer of 2020 that exploded in 48 out of 50 of America's largest cities, falsely describing the chaos as peaceful protest. Harris herself participated in a protest outside the White House in May 2020 hours after it was attacked by rioters who injured police and assaulted journalists. Biden occasionally denounced violence but often failed to do so, blaming police for systemic racism, encouraging more chaos. The riots came after more than 3 years of lies by the Democrats about Russian collusion, a propaganda hoax planted deliberately by the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign that was later used in an attempt to undo the results of the 2016 election. They used other hoaxes, such as the Charlottesville Fine People hoax, to outrage the public and frighten Americans. Now Democrats claim that Republicans who dared to question the 2020 election results are guilty of supporting the supposed insurrection, even though many of those same Democrats also challenged the results in 2016 and in previous years when Republicans managed to win the vote. Biden himself boasted that his campaign had assembled hundreds of lawyers ready to challenge the election results in 2020 if things did not go the Democrats' way. That would make Biden an insurrectionist. The truth is that Democrats refused to accept the legitimacy of the 2016 election and used every means at their disposal: law enforcement, the National Intelligence Services, the establishment media, and even massive violence in the streets, to oust Trump from power. A greater percentage of Democrats believed in 2017 that Trump was illegitimate than Republicans who say the same of Biden. They led a four-year resistance, including two frivolous impeachments, for which they have never apologized, and for which only a few low-ranking perpetrators have just begun to be punished in the most gentle way. Ironically, Biden and his party are behaving like the autocrats they say they are opposing in Trump and his supporters. By linking January 6 to sweeping, one-sided voting legislation that would give the federal government control over elections, limit voter ID requirements in the states, and force taxpayers to fund political campaigns, Biden and the Democrats are attempting to rig future votes in their favor. They are using a riot to justify a real insurrection against our democracy. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.